Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
16 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Racing today is at Newcastle. Michael Buckley is joining me now to tell us what's happening there. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Cosy.
How's the day there?
Yes, a lot better than what we've been experiencing the last week or so, that's for sure. We've been blessed by first thing this morning, and it's actually been quite a muggy sort of morning, so hopefully that's going to further dry out our track as we prepare to race today.
How much rain have you had, Michael?
We've 55 mils over the last 7 days. Most of that probably fell Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday last week. And then we've got another 10 mils on the Saturday. So just those overcast conditions and sort of those colder days has just stopped the track from drying out. But we've been fortunate yesterday and today that the weather's been much kinder to us.
So a bit over 2 inches in the old.
Correct.
Yeah, we've got to think back to remember what that is now, don't we? Now, how have you officially rated the track? How's the track rated?
Yeah, we put up as a soft five this morning. But we're probably, by the time we get to our first race at 150, I can see it sort of being upgraded to a good four. But that's due to sort of that warmer sort of morning that we've experienced, like I said. But when we galloped a pair over it earlier on, that was pretty much the rating then. But we do expect further improvement.
All right, and where's the rail today?
Rail goes out 5 metres the entire. I think we had it at 3 the last meeting back on the 29th. So another couple of metres from there, and then we race again Saturday. So we've got another rail move later in the week.
Right, terrific. All in all, a good day. The only thing you've got to do now is organise a Brontosaurus schnitzel for the big fella. Gary Harley's about to tip me all the winners.
Find him a couple of pies. We'll keep him happy.
Good on you, Michael. Talk to you soon. Michael Buckley there at Newcastle. Here he is. Gary. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Sounds like a reasonable day now, according to Michael.
Yeah, there's a few clouds around, but there's hardly any rain forecast. I think a bit more rain coming tomorrow, but it's such a great drying track. I mean, it'll be a good four, as Michael just told you. Early on in the day, it just absorbs water like no other track you'd ever see. 2 inches of rain in the last week, and that's what's happened. But made nice program. Like, we've got Abdullah, we've got Tim Clark, we've got Ty Anglin, Jay Ford, Kristen Reef. I'm just looking at a few of them here that are riding at the meeting today, so very competitive.
Right, now the first one, Engadine, $8, 2 Legion of Boom, 6-3, Shadow Bridge, 280, 4 Sizzle on the Bridge, 440, 5 Gimme Shelter, 23, 6 Paris Light, 360, 7 Charging Clear, $12, but 280 for 3 Shadow Bridge.
It's my best bet of the day, Shadow Bridge. Tim Clark's riding for Mark Newnham. It only had the one run, and that was at Newcastle back in May, and it ran into King, who's a red-hot 900-metre horse. He was in the market at $6. He got these 5 lengths, but he pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia. He went to the paddock. He come back. He won a trial by 7 lengths on a heavy track at Warwick Farm, and then he trialled nicely the other day. He went very keen in that trial when he ran second at Rosehill the other day. Josh Parr rode him. The brother-in-law is riding him today. Barrier 2, 900 metres is his go at this stage. He'll jump and run, and I thought he was the bet of the day. Paris Light didn't trial too bad. Number 6 for Brad Widdup with a clear last out of the barrier. Went up along the rail on the home turn and ran on okay. Looked like it had plenty of talent. Number 4, Sizzle on the Bridge for Chris Lees. Part owned by his mother and Nick Moratis. Blinkers are off since at last race. As well as say, disappointing. And on the home track could run a place. And number 1, Engadine, won a trial nicely at Newcastle recently. Hit the ground running and led all the way and fought on well. 3, 6, 4, and 1.
All right, race 2, 1 Nico Ladd, 230. 2 Orkinda Man is $17. 3 is out. 4 Cartel, 290. 5 Quick Finance, 440. 6 Precognition, 17. 7 Bocca Grand is 12. Number 8 Reward the Chase is 16. 9 Like a Kite, 101. Favourite 1 Nico Ladd, 230.
On the other way, I think Cartel can win today. I've said that his last 2 starts. And he's run second, just beaten both times at Newcastle. He does everything right, this horse. He gets into a good spot, box seats, or he did his last 2. He's been able to get into the clear and the straight and had every chance both times on the long straight here. But he's tried his heart out. Signor Fox, Snowden's horse only just beat him at Newcastle, two runs back, and then he runs second to Tabrabane, who bloused him late the other day. Barrier one, he's going to get a lovely run. Nico Ladd's a good winner at Canterbury, two runs back. Then he'll beat five lengths to Yulong January on a heavier Randwick. His favourite, Abdullah Rides, he'll be very hard to beat. Number five, Quick Finance. Got a bit of speed, probably lead. And number seven, Bocca Grande. 4, 1, 5, and 7.
All right, the third one to your health, $6. 2 Cuban Sizzle, $2.60. 3 Letra de Moore, $5.50. 4 High Lizzie, $6.50. Number five, Takahashi, 11. 6 Classic Princess, $4.80. 7 Swift Arrival, $9. And 8 Calamity Mo, $41. Favourite, $2.60. 2 Cuban Sizzle.
Yeah, great chance for Louise Day to ride a winner here for her master, Chris Lees. I think Louise has been in Melbourne for a couple of weeks looking after Eldorado Dreaming. But she's back home now. She's ridden this horse 3 of its last 4 starts. It's only had 4 runs for Chris, 3 placings. Second at Musselbrook the other day, tried its heart out. Ticks all the boxes today with the claim. Number 6. Classic Princess, very unlucky at Gosford the other day. Missed a kick, ran into a dead end near the turn. Tim Clark, the rider, I think it'll run all right. To Your Health probably wants further, but he's the best horse in the race. First up today. And number 3, Letra de Moore, 2, 6, 1, and 3.
Right, the fourth one out to Galway Girl is $2.50. Number 3, Tippler, $3.90. 4, Dream, 501. 5, Decilla, 101. 6, collectively, $6. 7, She Brings Luck, 10. 8, Caprice, 14. 9, Chrissy B, 151. 10 out. 11, My Zone is 41. And 12, Whitney Star, $4.20. Favourite, number 2, Galway Girl, at 250.
It'll be very hard to beat Galway Girl. I made it a special. John O'Shea's got it. His former apprentice, Tim Clark's riding. It's only had 2 runs. Both at Newcastle. The last one was very good when the Godolphin horse Rango beat it a nose that day. Set outside the leader, hung a bit at the 300, nailed on the line, but I don't think the mile's going to worry it. I think it'll get the mile quite easily. Barrier one, Timmy will be able to give it the run of the race. Number 6 collectively was Polax here. 2 starts back when it was making a run in the straight. The get up went round and then run 6 on the Kenzo. I think it had a bit in reserve that day at Newcastle. Chris Waller's got it. Number 3, Tippler for Chris Lees, could run a place. And number 12, Whitney Star's always there about. 2, 6, 3, and 12.
All right, the fifth event, 1 Black Consul, $12. 2 Devil's Luck, 3.10. 3 Front View, 7. 4 Monument, 21. 5 out. 6 California Longbow is $3.70. 7 Hillsun, 4.80. 8 Mangione, 6.50. 9 Nordic Lover, 13. 10, 11 out. Favourite, 3.10. Number 2, Devil's Luck.
I like the Snowden horse there, California Longbow. Gee, it was a good run the other day at Kembla. He runs second, beaten 3/4 of a length. He drifted back to second last in the run. He was way back at the 800, and when he got a run on the straight, he rocketed to the line. He was only just beaten. Corey Brown rides him. Got a bit of a tricky alley, but as you know, it's a great big track and a long run from the 1500 to the first corner. Number 2, Devil's Luck's going well for Chris Waller. Got to be hard to beat. Number 3, Front View. Now, Sean, I'm sure he is a brother to Viewed, the Melbourne, or a half-brother to Viewed, the Melbourne Cup winner.
I loved
his trial the other day at, where was it? At Gosford. He's trained there by Adam Duggan, a good man with a horse. Barrier 1A, Givens. Don't be surprised if it don't run a big race. And number 7,
Front
Hell's Son. 6, 2, 3, and 7.
Front View, you think, is a brother to Viewed?
I thought he was a half-brother.
Half-brother. Might be half-brother. Yeah, out of Lover's Knot. Yeah, Viewed was by Scenic. This bloke's by Deer for Marmalade. All right.
Fair
now, my computer's just out here. All right. And now, race 6-1, Camp Fever, $4.60. Number 2, Plagiarist, $4. 3, 4, 5 out. 6, Ligulate, $2.40. 7, Lady Veronique, $34. 8, Semper Fidelis, $3.10. 9, Counterfeited, $34. 10, Rotoiti, $126. 11, St. Bart's, $151. Favourite 6, Ligulate, $2.40.
I think it'll win. It's a huge drop in class from the Dulcify. I'd beat 4.5 lengths here to Mickey Blue Eyes. 3 wide, no cover. Was still holding on well 100 out. Should beat those on that run. Abdullah Rides, tricky draw, but I think he'd be too good for them. And, of course, what's he go today up to 1870? and he looks like he'll handle that all right. That was a mile race the other day. Number eight, Semper Fidelis. Honest as the day's long for Johnny Cornish and Chris Waller. A win, a second, and then a fifth at 1900 the other day at Canterbury. It'll run okay. One Carp Fever going good for Joe Pride, and two Plagiarist, another one at Waller. 6, 8, 1, 2.
And you were right, yeah. He's a half brother of Viewed. Viewed Senior Cattle Lovers, not.
Yeah, I thought so.
You're never
right. Might be his time of the year, sure.
Could be. See, there you go. Now the seventh. You got to think of positives. The seventh one, as he's ready, 21, two LEAs, 16. Three Time Out of Mind, $9. Four Cyclonite, $6.50. Five Dynamic Bid, $7. Six Canars at 12. Seven Falerna is $2.15, or Falerina, $2.15. Number eight, Holiday Road, 101. Nine Sylvie, 26. Ten Starry, $5. 11 with Gigi, 151. But $2.15 for seven Falerina.
She's very smart. I like her. She's firm right up, Sean. When the market went up, she was 240, but she has been heavily back. Now, this mare, I'm sure Arthur and Harry Mitchell own her, the Yarraman part, they bred her. I'm sure, and there's another partner in it as well, the Ray family. But I'm sure she was originally with Nick Price, and she didn't race down there, and she came back here to Breck Taverner. Four starts for two wins in a second. Trolled brilliantly at Musselbrook the other day. She's pretty classy. A lot of speed here. She might sit off them. Barrier 3 and Jay Ford. Number 10, Starry. One Willie at two runs back. Then placed at Kembla. Got a lovely barrier. Number 4, Cyclonite. A winner first up. And number 3, Time Out of Mind. Chris Lee's at this. First run for Claire Cunningham. Abdullah rides. It'll get back. And it will run on well. 7, 10, 4 and 3.
All right. Any good things there?
Air Race 1, number 3. Shadow Bridge. Jimmy Clark for me today. And race number 4, number 2, Go Away Girl. That's typical. Oh. The missus turning the bloody vacuum on just when you're on the TV or on the radio. I mean, it's not in this room. It's outside. But it makes more noise than an atomic bomb.
She's probably trying to vacuum up the rubbish you and I have been talking.
She's trying to get rid of it.
You won't fit down that nozzle. I'll give you the tip.
No, it's this little dog we've got. Keeps bringing stuff up from the back paddock.
All right, mate. Have a great day.
Mate,
look forward to the late mail.
Good luck. See ya.
Thank you, Gary Harley. Never a dull moment in Gaz's life. It's 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with John O'Farr.